This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
That's right. It is Dirty's Daily. Although Clint is not in today, Luke is in the building, but we will hold it down. As you know, Dirty's Daily is powered by Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. 281-222-2222. So have a good time with it. We appreciate it. And obviously we'll try to hold it down for Clint. Luke, I think it's time for maybe Dana to do this. This young man is solid. I think it's time. I think he needs a change of scenery. And now, fellas, Chaz, formerly known as WBC, you can't. It's you cannot. You quit breaking that. Stop. Cut it off. Normally, formerly known as WBC. This is the last straw. Damn it. He has hit the IL now off a check swing. I'm not saying we've never seen that before.
You'll come at me about white boy Chaz.
But Chaz is just, this is where Chaz is now, man. He ain't getting a lot of playing time. And now he's going straight to the IL off a damn check swing. Something you do all the time. Listen, I don't know how long he's going to be out, Luke. I felt this way for a minute. I think Chaz McCormick is in maybe baseball depression. And I think he is clearly someone that needs a new team, a change of scenery, something different.
Well, and this is not good.
And it looks like he is not going to get his opportunity here. And I stand by saying I can understand if he feels like he hasn't gotten a complete fair shake here. I think he played a couple of years in a row in which it seemed like he deserved to have the opportunities that Jake Myers has gotten. But hell, it hadn't happened. And now
I screwed it up.
He has now put himself in a position where he doesn't give anybody any reason to feel like they got to put him on the field. And it's over. I think it was over. And I think it's over, and I think Dana and company needs to trade him, needs to move on, and I think it would work out and be good for both parties, right? Like, you don't feel the need, like Joe Espada feels the need to try to get him at bats every once in a while and do stuff like this. You got other guys on the bench. I think it's time for Chaz to move on.
Yeah, I could get behind that. He might prefer that. I mean, he's only started 13 games this year, and –
He hasn't played a ton, but the numbers aren't terrible. I mean, they're better than last year. That might not be saying much, but I'm surprised by the kind of lack of role or lack of opportunities they have given to him consistently so far this year. I was always a Chaz guy. I hope he could get back to
it. I am too.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of sad to see. But and then from the Astros' perspective, they're kind of in an interesting spot now, too, with these call-ups here lately where you got a bunch of these young guys where obviously DeCenzo's on the IL and was already here, but Cam Smith was already here. And then you call up, you know, Jacob Melton, the number two prospect. And
he can play center field. And
so, and you call up even, you know, 4A Shea. And so you have these guys.
A great nickname. It is. He is. For a shit.
I hope
that
not.
Was casual of you, but that was strong.
And I don't know if he could throw the ball to first base from third base. If you remember, what was that game? He had like three or four errors, throwing errors from third base. All right, 4A Shea, sorry. That was too good to just keep on rolling through.
Well, we'll see. Our third continues for Shea.
Yeah, and we'll see what he could do this time.
Sorry, I had to get that one in there.
They're kind of in this interesting spot with these young guys. And if these young guys start producing, you know, it'll squeeze out some of the quote-unquote veterans. And especially if Melton does play well with this opportunity given to him, then yeah, what do you need Chaz McCormick for? He becomes, replaceable.
No, I think everybody likes him, but who was it a few years back that just, you felt like just a kind of a negative, just a negative feel. They moved on from somebody. There's somebody they had in the locker room that just felt like it was just a negative feel. I forgot who it was several years ago, but they moved on from the player. And I feel like the Astros are kind of in that spot right now. It's Abreu. Like the negative feel, like everybody liked him, but it was just a negative just feel of like, man, we got to. Like, you feel like you're walking around on eggshells, and maybe you get overly excited on things you shouldn't get that excited about that he does. Like, opposite field, CNI singles. Like, you shouldn't. I do. I think Chaz can still play in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Chaz needs to get away from here. Like, I know Chaz won't ever say it, but I know Chaz has to look at Jake and say, what? How? How did I just lose how did I lose all of this? I've lost the ability to be a platoon player. Like, I'm just, and his play deserves it. Some people are texting in, Chaz is ass. Chaz has been ass. Trade his ass.
Let's take it easy, though, all right? Let's take it easy. This is Chaz McCormick, whose body was imprinted onto that warning track in one of the greatest playoff play-by-plays you'll ever see for the Houston Astros.
Yeah, I'm with you, Champ Slice. Chaz does need to get away from the doctors, though. That whatever happened to that chick's wing, man? Yeah, you might wanna pull another thought on that. So
head up damn, to
Chaz,
the
man. I just think both parties. You explain it from the Astros' perspective, and he just needs a fresh start, a different uniform, somewhere else. Hell, send him to the Rays. Send him somewhere he'll get a chance to play and doesn't have this cloud of Jake Myers took my job.
Yeah.
Written all over.
I know, because, I mean, obviously he was good in 2023. Last year dealt with some injuries, wasn't the same guy. This year, like I said, has only made 13 starts. I think if he does go somewhere that gives him an opportunity to play or maybe can try to alter something with him, I think there's still a lot of talent or potential left there, but just maybe not in Houston.
Yeah. All right. As we continue Dirty's Daily here, and it is powered by Mo Karam Injury Lawyers, Deion Sanders back at it. He had a conversation with Asante Samuel. First off, those two needed to iron out a few things that they had between each other by themselves. But they started discussing his son, Shedeur Sanders. And Deion was a little hot on the collar about him being the narrative, as he said, about him being unprepared for interviews and unprepared for the draft process. And in particular, as he said, you think he went in there and wore headphones over his head? Get the hell out of here, man. These kids don't do it. I just look at it from the standpoint of, now he's like finally come out and spoke to this. I don't know. It seems like most people have come to the conclusion that he acted a complete fool in these interviews, and that is why he got it. And plus, we've heard a bunch of reports now that Deion is refuting. But I do wonder, like, what was... Because like we would understand. It would be crazy that someone would go into these interviews with headphones on and go and like would be that disrespectful. What is the reasoning that? I mean, it'd be bold. It'd be really bold. What is the reasoning that it seemed like most people just bought it? And maybe I'm off on that. It feels like most people just believed that that's how it actually went down. I just like, I what is it? Do you think Shadur has given us a reason to feel like he would go in and be like that disrespectful, like that over the top in the process? Because I don't think he's done. I mean, he's done some things, right? Showed the watch to the coach.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going in with who his parents are, his father is, what they've had in the league, that he's going in, man. I'm going to put these headphones on, man. I ain't going to listen to nothing you got to say.
Well, I think just the idea of him being the idea of him being like arrogant and some, you know, many believing entitled as well. So I think that's where those stories fit in line with those characteristics of supposedly one team said that he took a FaceTime call in the middle of their meeting and continued with the FaceTime call.
Dude, I mean, seriously, like, that's crazy.
It's obnoxious. That's ridiculous.
Like, can you name athletes? Not because I think there are. Name athletes that you would listen. You would right now if you heard the story. That guy took a face call in the middle of a very important meeting job interview. Antonio Brown comes to mind.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Like that. Like that's really like it's the same thing. And I know some people hate this when I bring this up with Eric Bieniemy and they say it was a bad interview. Like, God, honest, like, what have those guys done to make you believe that guy would take a FaceTime call in front of the owner, the head coach, and the GM? That guy would come in, Deion's kid, that guy would come in, headphones on during it. Like, some of these sounded so outlandish. It was just, like, I could get and believe that he would go in there and come off as arrogant, come off as, hey, you better take me. Come off as in the, what did Tom Brady tell Bob Kraft? This is the best decision you've ever made in your life. Like I could see the feelings of that. But to think that, like someone texted in, he did fall for a reason. I get what was said, but like that is Antonio Brown crazy to do the stuff that he was accused of. And there, like, that kid ain't done it. There's nothing to make you just think, well, you know what? I think he did it.
In our warm prayers.
But I think the fact that he did fall so far, I think that provides validity that you...
Well, something happened.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Like that text, you're looking for answers, so then that makes these stories more believable. The one, I guess, that is certainly believable because they put a name to it was the Brian Daboll at the Giants where he just like wasn't prepared. So maybe it was more of that than it was taking a FaceTime call, so on and so forth. But yeah, the fact that he fell, the fact that many view him as having characteristics that probably fit those stories or that profile, I think that makes those believable. If you tried to tell those stories about, I don't know, even Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, pick like your typical hardworking household name, fan favorite. It wouldn't seem so believable because it just doesn't seem like it fits his characteristics or what he's represented publicly.
Text line coming through. Deion would do it. No, he would not. Deion's got some. Go check out some of those rules that he has for his players at Colorado and Jackson State. He's got some old school rules that he doesn't allow his players. Someone texted in Johnny Football. Honest to God, I don't think Johnny Manziel would do that.
Yeah.
Ag ring, baby.
Like, God, like that is insane. Johnny did some stuff.
I'm a party boy.
And it going into it. I don't think, Tyler, you know, I don't think Johnny Manziel's coming in, foot on the desk, foot on the table, headphones in. Hey, guys, hold on just a second here. Let me take this call real quick. Let me FaceTime this.
No, man. That's what made crazy. Money Manziel what he was. He was damn good at hiding overall. He was damn good at hiding what he was truly kind of doing in his own life, like almost every day. And that's what made him Manziel, and what made him terrifying is that he could walk into a room and convince you and coaches like he's your QB1. Like, all right, he's got his stuff together. He was just a freak.
Yeah, I mean, he may have done every drug under the sun.
He did.
He may have drank all of those. But Johnny Manziel wasn't going into the room to meet with Andy Reid and the Chiefs with his feet up on the desk and saying, here, man, let me take this call. I got to take this call right here. Antonio Brown may. Antonio Brown may have late.
But the best example of what I was trying to say there, I feel like I did a poor job, but like the peak of his, the Manziel mania, whenever he was nightly coming off the football field and going living wild, they were having him on College Game Day like regularly as a guest. I mean, you just go watch those interviews. You know, in that moment, he is in a bad season of life for him. But you would have never known on the set of College Game Day talking with Coach Corso and them.
Yeah. I was led to believe Eric Bieniemy was in there doing lines of coke and a wife beater during those interviews for it to turn out the way that it did.
Every other word he said was the F bomb.
Yeah. No, worse. I don't know if it can get worse. Yes, Shadur was in there taking phone calls, FaceTimes, phone calls while they were in it. That stuff is just so over the top. Like, it's just like, come on, man. Like, ain't no cat doing that. I want you to grab a damn mic and say it. I want you to get right up here and say, this is what he did. Hell, we videoed it. Look, this is what I want you to get out on a mic and say it.
Yeah.
Because it's so outlandish.
That's why I appreciate, and it probably wasn't even his intention, but the Brian Daboll report that put his name on it. People always rail against anonymous sources.
Because they went back and forth on a play that was drawn up.
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't even Daboll that said it. It was a reporter who said Brian Daboll told him. So it wasn't necessarily him intentionally putting his name out there. But we could go, you know, people always complain about anonymous sources. Without anonymous sources, though, you know, you're going to miss out on a lot of reporting. But yeah, with things like this, you do wish that there was a face or a team to put to it and more details instead of, it's easy to try to bury a kid with all these anonymous stories that you float out there and no repercussions. But I don't know. I mean, he did fall for a reason. Maybe it wasn't that ridiculous taking a FaceTime call, but
no, there was clearly a reason he fell. But I mean, that right there, like, I mean, hell, he should have gone undrafted. That's what he was going to bring to the table. Hey, hold on, hold tight, man. Let me take this face call real quick. All right, coming up as we continue, I saw somebody text in, what happened to CJ? Well, we got word of what happened to CJ Stroud. We will let you know what that is.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Yeah, he's locked in every step of the way. No concerns whatsoever. I know D'Amico's already hit on this. Everybody's got a specific routine relative to their own routine, specific to whatever, you know, through whether it's football, whether it's athletic training, etc. And he's doing a great job, and he's out here, and he's working.
All right, that was Nicholas Cayley, the offensive coordinator. That was his response to the question of C.J. Stroud, basically why was he not throwing on Friday and in OTAs? And that was where he gave. That was very similar to what D'Amico gave on Wednesday earlier in the week. You know, that everybody has their own timing when it comes to getting on the field and all that. But it was very interesting because Luke being there, he literally did everything except throw. Handoffs, calls. He was with the first. They ran a run base team period, and he was out with the ones the whole way. It's just anytime they had to throw anything, he handled the ball, gripped it, did every motion, did everything except throw the football. And now we've gotten kind of more information, this from Aaron Wilson and other reports as well. Texans quarterback CJ Stroud not throwing due to tight shoulder muscle, not considered serious, no concerns whatsoever, quote, end quote. Could return to activity as soon as this week as they continue OTA. So that is the latest. There's some sort of a shoulder muscle there. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not surprised at all. I didn't think it was serious. I do take them at their word that it was serious. I think if it was serious, Luke, that they would potentially not have him do anything. Not have him do it if there's any way he could get bumped or anything like that to make it worse. I don't think they would have it. Or, as you said, I think they probably shut him down from, you know, shooting baskets or doing archery, whatever he did over the weekend. It just seems like that's a thing he likes to do is archery. So I didn't have a huge problem. Like, yeah, there are moments where guys in the industry, GMs, coaches, whatever, are going to kind of keep things close to the vest. So I'm not surprised they did that. And none of this is surprising. Now, what will be surprising and where it becomes more of an issue is if we start to see him sitting out more. Like if we get to mandatory minicamp and he's on a pitch clock, so to speak, or he's not throwing yet, then that will be a difference because it would feel more serious.
I wasn't overly worried, but anytime my quarterback's not throwing or can't be throwing
right
now,
it's a story.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a concern. And so to your point, like we'll see how long this lingers on for. And the longer it goes, if it does continue on or if there is some sort of load management that continues, he might get out there throwing this week, but then they'll still, you know, manage those reps throughout the summer or something. You know, then that becomes a concern. So it wasn't anything, even when the story came out, wasn't anything huge, but just that concern of what it could mean down the road or how serious this could potentially become anytime a quarterback can't throw. But for me, it's not so much even about the injury. It's the fact that you have a lot of new pieces on this offense. And I know he's there and he's doing all the other parts, but still, just to be able to work entirely with the new weapons or with the new offensive coordinator and to start that process of getting on the same page. I think it was maybe Clint. I remember someone made a good point about, maybe it was Seth, I don't remember. Someone made a good point about how teams that are bringing back their coordinator or bringing back the weapons, they're working on whatever eliminated them at the end of last season.
Yeah, but when that, yeah.
Yeah, when teams bring in the new coordinators, now you know, you're working on getting on the same page with this offense. And now this puts you even a little bit further. But this is a little bit of a more delay. So to me, that was the bigger thing than any sort of concern over how serious this injury was. It's just that I want you out there as much as I can get with these these new
every
pieces.
Every rep you can get with like guys like Higgins and Noel. Yeah. And the new pieces there, Woody, as well. So, not serious, though, but that is the latest. If you were wondering what happened, they did. There was a report out. Shoulder tightness, a tight shoulder muscle, is what has kept him out. So, we will keep you updated on that, and hopefully this week he starts throwing more and throwing and getting involved in that, like you said, so they can get that chemistry going. By the way, this was thought to be, like, I don't know if in Major League Baseball from a national perspective that this is the biggest that they can have done. This weekend series, Dodgers, Yankees, Aaron Judge, who's just running away with the MVP, and it's just June 2nd. Shohei Ohtani's probably doing the same thing in the National League. Playing each other, two good records, two good teams. Dodgers, Yankees, rematch of the World Series. The two top players in baseball going at it. If there was ever a thing or a time for baseball to make a national mark, like, this is the scenario and matchup. And I'm just curious from people. Did you get into baseball this weekend? Outside of your own team, outside of the Astros, did Dodgers, Yankees drive you to watch it? Because every one of their games were on national TV. Now, that first one Friday night was a little late.
Yeah.
But it was on FS1, and then it was on Fox on Saturday, and then last night, Sunday Night Baseball, ESPN. Did you take in, were you interested, did you feel led to go watch Yankees, Dodgers? And you're a hardcore baseball fan.
Yeah.
I would have thought you would have just said, yes, Tyler's already given us a head shake.
Well, because I did watch parts of the games. I watched a lot of Friday night's game. But the way you phrased that question, I wasn't drawn to it like, oh, I got to watch. Yankees Dodgers are playing this weekend. I got to sit down and watch. I just watch baseball in general. So the games were on. It's supposed to be a good matchup. I threw it on. So it's I'm kind of,
but, I mean,
it's semantics, but it wasn't like, man, I got to be on my couch tonight because Yankees Dodgers are playing.
If that matchup doesn't get it, I mean, this is never, it's never going to be a national sport.
I know it. It's been, yeah, it's like been a regional sport for 20 years now.
It's just never, if Shohei versus Judge versus, you know, Yankees Dodgers, like that, those teams both good. If that doesn't make you say, all right, man, I'm on click it on. Like, listen, we know the NBA has had some problems with its ratings, but there are still certain games where people are like, you know what, man, I'm gonna click this on, despite what some people may text in. But there's like the LeBron versus Steph games are games that still people are like, you know what, I'm gonna click on. Celtics Knicks are games that people look at, say, man, I'm on certain matchups. Team people are like, all right, I got to flip that on. I want to turn it on. If Yankees Dodgers with Shohei and Judge doesn't do it, I mean, and I'll be honest, I watched maybe a couple of innings a day on both of those. I've watched a couple, especially at right off the bat. Okay, Judge and Shohei both hit home runs in the first inning. I'm like, well, hell, let me get over here, right? Now, really, the Dodgers whipped their ass. Really, all three of the games were ass whippings. The Dodgers won the first two strong, but it was just, I mean, it is not It is not just anything. Someone texted in, I'm not watching a game where I passionately hate both teams. That generally happens a lot in sports. That generally, like I'll be honest, I don't even think if it wasn't like teams you hate. I don't think there is a baseball matchup that can draw fans to it if it doesn't include your regional team. Not in numbers the way you could get a draw if the Chiefs and the Cowboys played. Not if you could get a draw. Obviously, it's football, but I'm just any other sport. Like, I think every sport, I think hell, Duke, Carolina, and basketball can potentially get people to the table at a better clip than Yankees, Dodgers, right? Hell, right now, Caitlin Clark can get you. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese can get you to the table. The WNBA's got one. I just don't think baseball has it.
Yeah, you're probably right. I also think May...
If that one can't do it.
I know it. Maybe it'd be better later in the year. I don't know. Maybe it's still too early. It's still May. The NBA playoffs are going on, NHL, yada, yada, yada. Maybe if it's July, there's nothing else, or August, where you get closer to the pennant races. Maybe. But yes, I overall do agree with your point. That's the problem baseball has.
Do they care?
Doesn't seem like they should.
Do they care? Is it a problem for them? Like, it feels like they have... It almost feels like they've just said...
We're
out on this because it's not like they're not making money.
Yeah, but remember ESPN dropped them.
Yeah, well, NBC sounds like they're trying to get in there. So
I guess it'll work out for them.
Maybe.
They should be concerned.
Yeah, they should be. All right. Something else that should be concerned. Are you concerned? What has this Yordan Alvarez misdiagnosis and now him being out and shut down, what has this done for you and your thinking with the Astros? We'll discuss that coming up next.
He's big as hell.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars.
Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it!
This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Did the weigh-in at 3 o'clock. If you wanted to go back and catch that as it happened, you can go back on the Odyssey app. You can go back to the podcast page and check that out. Clint is not in today. Luke is in the building. I did still weigh in, though, down 6 pounds. Got down to 295. There you go. Appreciate that, Lucas. May not be Lucas. Appreciate that. 16 total. Should be a, like someone said, what's your goal for next week? And, you know, usually I'd like to, because I know at this, we're reaching a point now where it's going to be a little harder. I'll be honest with you, I'm going to be in Aruba for the next 6 days. Man, my legit hope is, can I come back and not gain? I want to be realistic with it. Can I come back and not gain? That's the thing.
That's a good goal. Maintain on vacation. That's, I think most people put weight on vacation.
Well, Lord knows I can. I put a one time Thanksgiving, I went back for about a week or 7-8 days. I put on a cool 11.
Oof.
An easy 11. Just let it rip. I caught myself working out a few times during that time. easy 11.
Hold on, show.
I've tried to make some smart choices, but I think this is it. This is light, though, right? Like, you got it. You go in there and you know, what are you going to do? You got to make some choices.
Mm-hmm.
Make some good choices. All right. I want to know from the folks. You can text in. Phone lines are open. You can text in 713-572-4610. Same on the phone lines. Those are on YouTube and Twitch. When you found out the news on Yordan Alvarez, when you found out that it was actually a fracture, and as Tyler pointed out, the best part, it was 60%. They say 60% healed. Is that what they said?
60% healed, folks.
We got
folks.
40 more percent to go here.
Might be a little higher by now.
It might be. Yeah, so 61. You're right. 62.5%.
63.8, people.
By the end of the show, hopefully we can get to 63. But 61.5% healed is that right hand. But he's going to be shut down. There was no timetable given on when he may return. But you all know. Yeah, hey, man, he's 60%. Healed, but we all know that means. Hold on, why in the hell was that fool swinging a baseball bat? If you got to shut him down at 61.5% healed, why the hell was he swinging a baseball bat when he was 100% unhealed? Like, you know, that's got to be the thought. But what were you thinking when you heard that? What were you thinking when you heard and found out that something was mishandled here? Yet again, with a superstar player, if not mishandled, at least misled or misdiagnosed, something was awry. I just cannot believe if he had a fracture that Tyler and Luke, he would still be swinging the damn bat for these weeks he's been swinging trying to get going. How the hell, guys, do we go from, hey, y'all, nah, man, brother don't need no rehab. Well, that's not what Joe said. How do we go from, he don't need no rehab start. Oh, damn, guys. That thing's broke, actually.
Boy, that escalated
quickly. Hey, but it's only 40% broke. Like, how did we get... what were your thoughts with that happened when you found that news out?
I wish I could say I was shocked. I mean, when I was in with Chris Partee on Memorial Day, we were joking about, like, how long is this going to go on for? As I'm sure all Astro fans, as I'm sure you guys were saying. And it felt like it was still going to be, even when they were saying it was very close, it still felt like it was going to be weak. So then you get this news, and it was like almost the other shoe you were waiting to drop with this whole thing. And it reminds you of last year with Kyle Tucker. It reminds you of all of these other guys, these pitchers that have had not only the injuries, but then the setbacks. And this has just unfortunately become kind of like status quo, it seems, for this Astros organization. It's terrible news. It's incredibly frustrating as a fan, but it's almost like that you probably should have seen it coming or something along these lines. Almost should have been expected with the way things have gone in recent years. And the fact that, you know, the Astros are like, we missed it in the original imaging back on May 6th.
It does feel like that. It does feel like this. Darn, we missed it.
Well, we'll do better next time, and it's brutal. So I wish I could say I was completely shocked, but it's the old, you know, like once bitten, twice shy. I think all along Astro fans were waiting for worse news to come out at some point during this rehab to understand why it's taking so long for Yordan to come back. And just the expectation that, as I always say, you know, it's the girl math, that whatever the Astros tell you, you have to at least double it. And so same idea here, that you always take everything they say with a grain of salt. You always should assume the worst, and this is certainly the worst. But I wish I could say I was more shocked when the news came out. It's almost laughable, though.
Got text line coming through. Astros need another doctor. I was pissed. I should not have been shocked. I should not have been surprised. But I was surprised. I know I shouldn't be. And I've talked about it, but we were making the joke Friday. All right, you can add a seventh really to it.
Right.
He's really, 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 really. I thought once he was swinging, he's going against live pitching. He's in a cage. We're seeing him. There's no way that they would have him out there if he wasn't right. Like I couldn't, or getting right. And now I am to the point, and Tyler said this earlier in the show and before we started the show, is like there's a real fair question if this is a "Hey, do y'all know what y'all doing back there" thing? Like I think that is a fair point. Like for me, it's happened. Lance McCullers, that man went 3 years, it feels like, without pitching. I mean, we got obviously the Kyle Tucker thing last year. Like, ain't no bruised shin supposed to be this long.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fracture. And then now we've got good God. I mean, this ain't happening, you know, no offense. This ain't happened to Chaz McCormick. Although Chaz is hurt too right now, so maybe that wasn't a good example. Like, this didn't happen to 4A Shea. This is happening to your top guys, your top dudes.
I mean, I'm at a point where
it's like this
medical team, man. I mean, yeah. I mean, did they just all stay at a freaking Holiday Inn Express last night? Is that how they hired them?
Nah, they ain't. Them Holiday Inns is nice now. They wasn't at no damn Holiday Inn. They had a Days Inn, Motel 6,
La Quinta,
with no lights, no lights left on. No, I mean, to have been in there when they realized, or whoever realized, oh, damn, this thing is a break, guys. Oh, God, they're going to kill us. They're going to, like, all the stuff we've had, they're going to kill us. Like, it is unspeakable that they are in this situation, that they have done this. And, no, it is legit. I saw Chandler Rome say it the other day, I think earlier, or this weekend, that they've lost all benefit of the doubt on anything.
Sure.
Like a long time ago, but they're definitely here. And now this is something, like, I don't think you can take this too far. This is something to me that can really affect things. And I think Jim Crane has got to really get a handle and do action towards this. Because just think, if you're a free agent, like you're thinking like, what the hell's going on over there? These guys got like 9 Tommy John surgeries, and it takes their guys like 2 years to get back. They got, like, they don't know a break. Like, clearly, this guy should not have been swinging the bat. He may be back by now.
Yeah. Like, I know someone on the text line pointed to the Astros' excuse was that they missed this in the first imaging because of the swelling and inflammation. But then once the swelling and inflammation starts to come down, like, they said they never did any more imaging. Before you send them out there to face live pitching, like, shouldn't you do another check? Like, hey, where are we in the progress with this hand?
And luckily, Yordan is one of those guys. Because Lance, I believe Lance would just keep on going and mm-hmm. just trying to get on the field. Luckily, Yordan is like, hey, y'all, this is not right. He said, I knew it was more than inflammation because it just never got better. They kept saying it should get better, and it never got better. And he's out there swinging against live pitching, out there taking a chance of getting hit, swinging against live pitching, whatever.
Well, this is not good.
It is, like, I'm telling you, free agents, guys, they got to be looking twice. Because there's one thing, players, the statements Yordan made, nah, man, y'all keep that medical team on your own, man. I'm out, man. I'm good. Ronel Blanco's getting second opinions on things. Like, this is... And then, as you said earlier, the recovery time on this stuff, mm-hmm. it's rough. Like, this is a problem that they have right now. Not like future now. This is a problem right now.
Holy mother of God.
Like, somebody texted and everybody gave Verlander S for doing his rehab by himself. Looks like he's a genius now. You come to think of it, he's the one who came back the quickest from these Tommy Johns. Where is JP France?
Where are they?
Like a whip pro.
Where is he? Maybe Forrest Whitley'd have made it.
It's
gave up another 3 runs again over the weekend.
Real boy.
They just got trashed.
Yeah.
Did you see him throw a little tantrum on the mound when he gave up that office Phil homer?
I did.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Stop
it. Looked like a little sand. Dang it.
Some bitch.
You can't be that big and stomp like that on there. Not on the mound.
Gosh damn it.
That's exactly what he's saying. Like, dang it.
Oh, dang it to heck.
Looked like he did a walk around there and said, oh, I'm done. They're never going to call me back up again.
This is going to be the one.
They're going to skip Sugar Land. They're going to take my ass to Corpus now.
This 37th time, this is the one.
Better get used dang to it. Being a damn hook. That's what just a damn shame.
Miss Skeeter days.
5 o'clock fire coming up. News from the Texans. One player... who they got in the offseason out of free agency, he is no longer on the team. We'll tell you who that is. Yordan, not the only one with a hand injury. More information there and more information here on the Lance McCullers family saga. We'll continue that, all of that, live right here on The Drive.
You're gonna get hard.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.